Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Well, it's always sometimes an up and down market with the grain markets. We checked in with OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And this week, he said, is a big week for China.
I think most of what's happening into the crop markets is outside the markets. And the big thing is China. You know, there's one housing company over there that had a $40 billion note come due this week that they cannot pay. Looks like on Wednesday, China infused some more money into the banking system. They extended the debt time and the changed the interest rates on those loans. But China's having financial problems, and they have a weak economy right now, and I think the world's nervous about that. And China, you know, they're a big supplier of products all around the world, and they're a big user of products around the world. And something going on in China has an impact on the market. We saw it on the stock market, we saw it on crop markets, we saw it on just about every market. Source recovery normally at the end of the week when they delayed it. But that's still gonna be weighing on people's mind. You look at the Fed, the news out of the Fed, they're trying to decide when to stop doing a large scale purchase of bonds, when to slow down buying bonds, maybe raise interest rate. I think that's on the mind of the market, and that creates volatility. And you know, those interest rates, higher interest rates, and then you got input costs, fertilizer costs, some of them have doubled in price. And so that's weighing heavy on the market. So there's a lot going on outside what's going on with corn, beans, and wheat.
What about wheat prices? Are we seeing any declines?
Slowly wallowing its way down. Now, you look at wheat prices, they've fallen about 30 cents over the last couple of weeks, down around $6.65, which historically is a relatively good price. There's still uncertainty with what Russia's wheat crop's gonna be. Those estimates on that are anywhere from 2.6 to almost 2.9 billion bushels. That's a 300 million bushel spread, and every bushel above 2.6 billion is going on the market, going on the export market, impact prices. You got transportation costs and the uncertainty of transportation. That's hitting both wheat, corn, and beans. And then you've got European Union crop, a big crop, relatively low test weight. Both Egypt and China have lowered their quality requirements and buying EU wheat.
And right now, what should producers be watching for?
Well, I think producers just need to get mechanical marketing strategies. They can watch price, but remember, nobody can predict what's going on in prices. When you see a 30 cent up or down move in corn or wheat prices or a 50 cent move in bean prices, you can't guess what the market's going to do. So get a mechanical strategy and then stagger in your sales over time.
To hear more from OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.